So in my book, I have a recommended 28-day chart for beginners. It's the morning time that you want to write your time in or keep track of. And what I've done is I've just recommended that basically, if you've never done it before, you just start at 1 minute, but you connect it to a habit. A lot of my students will do their breathing before they brush their teeth or before they check their cell phone, because that's a habit. Whatever your morning habit is, commit to yourself that you're going to do at least 1 minute of breathing and just sit there and spend that time. Think about it. When you sing a song, how long do you have to be in one place? It's usually about 3 to 4 minutes. So if you cannot sit still for that long and just breathe, how do you expect to get through a song and have the mental clarity that you need to tell your story, right? That's partly why we're doing this. We want to prepare your brain, your soul, and energy and body for the activity of conveying a message in a song or a presentation. The chart basically has you do 1 minute the first day, then 2 minutes, then three for a couple days, four for a couple, and so on, until you work your way up to 15 minutes. So hopefully after 1 month, you're up to 15 minutes. Once your morning routine becomes solid, you can add the evening core breathing, starting at 3 minutes before you go to sleep, gradually working up to 15. Integrate the other suggested times one at a time with awareness throughout your day as needed. Don't try to do everything all at once. Like, okay, I'm going to breathe before I eat, and I'm going to breathe when I use the restroom, and I'm going to breathe when I start my car. That's too much. Just focus on one thing. So the first week, obviously, you're going to do it every morning all the time. But then like maybe the next week, you're like, okay, I'm just going to do it when I first wake up, and I'm going to integrate before I eat. And just do that for a week. And so then you've got two times. You've got when you wake up, because you always have to do that, and then before you eat. Then the next week, you add the restroom. And then the next week, you add your car, and so on and so forth, until you just find yourself doing it and loving it. And I'm telling you, this breathing will change your life. Core breathing is only the first important step of connecting authentically. My Core Vocal Power products share exercises that build your tone and teach you how to own your energy. Now that you're getting that flow going, you want to connect it to your voice and step into your authentic power. I'm Vocal Empowerment Coach Dot Todman. And remember, empowered singing is more than just hitting all of the right notes.
For more information, visit www.dotsvoicestudios.com.